You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Savannah Bond. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Monday, October 27th. Here are the headlines to start your day. Northwestern announced that they will add an early decision track for transfer applicants. Students can apply by March 2nd, and if accepted, they are required to attend. This decision follows the University of Chicago's addition last year. Beloved pizza spot, Bob's Pizza, announced it will be closing its doors. Many Northwestern students will miss their favorite late-night hangout. A Bob's favorite, Tuesday Night Trivia, will move to Prairie Moon. Bob's is one of a series of Evanston favorites to close recently, including Reza's Restaurant and Lounge last May. After Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson signed an executive order banning the use of city-owned property by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers, many private businesses have signed on to help enforce it. Businesses and organizations have begun hanging signs that state the terms of the order. These signs are also reminders of to protect private property laws, as raids have happened within private and public property. In national news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that federal food aid, including the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, will stop on November 1st. They cited a lack of funding after the Trump administration announced that they will not tap the $5 billion contingency fund for SNAP into November should the government shutdown continue. 1 in 8 Americans rely on SNAP for food assistance. Justice officials in Paris announced that 2 arrests have been made in connection to the heist at the Louvre Museum that took place last Sunday while the museum was open. French police arrested one of the suspects at Charles de Gaulle Airport as they were attempting to leave the country. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Savannah Bond. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or WNUR.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.